September signals the Kansas State Fair, football games, and specifically for Kansas farmers, the kickoff of wheat planting season. While producers may be eyeing opportunities with moisture availability or to increase forage for a dual-purpose system, K-State experts caution producers not to start planting too early, lest their fields suffer from disease, insect, and weed pressure from the very start of the growing season. The wheat yield response to planting date is a curve that goes up and goes down. That optimal window is where we minimize the risk for that crop. Romulo Lolato, K-State Extension Wheat and Forages Specialist, noted during the segment on K-State's Agriculture Today. But if we're planting too early or too late, we have concerns on both ends of that curve. Depending on the year, earlier planted or later planted wheat may perform better or worse. Those results are driven by environmental conditions and disease pressure that are hard to predict at the start of the growing season. However, research-backed guidance for producers is readily available through K-State Research and Extension. K-State recently posted an optimum wheat planting windows in Kansas by zone and other general guidances for producers in an agronomy e-update. The update also details the potential risks of planting too early, including increased risk of disease pressure, insect pests, weed infestations, and undesirable growth of the crop. For planting too early, most of the concerns are related to some viral diseases that we have increased risks, Lolato said, noting critters like wheat curl mites that transmit wheat streak mosaic virus or aphids that transmit barley yellow dwarf are more active earlier in the fall when the weather is warmer. In addition to disease transmission, other pests like armyworms are also more likely to cause direct damage to the crop when the weather remains warm. Because of these active critters, controlling volunteer wheat that has emerged is an essential part of preparing for the upcoming planting season. Beyond disease transmission, planting wheat too early can also have adverse consequences for the crop's growth and development. Some varieties are what we call temperature germination sensitive, meaning that if we're planting in warm soils, they might not germinate until there's a rain that comes and cools things down, Lolato said. If the wheat plant is too far underground reaching for moisture, then the first true leaf might come up still underground, resulting in decreased emergence and poor stand establishment. The final consequence of planting too early is a penalty on the final grain yields due to excessive fall growth. For producers in a dual-purpose system where they plan on grazing wheat fields, planting earlier and having more biomass is a tempting proposition. But Lolato cautioned producers not to give in to this temptation too early, as the increased biomass can use too much of the moisture profile too early, causing increased drought stress later on in the growing season. Learn more about the latest planting recommendations and find your optimum planting window at ksweet.com/weedrx. WeedRx is a series of extension publications and other educational outreach designed to address key management areas of hard red winter wheat. These publications contain recent data based on novel research funded in part by wheat farmers through the Kansas Wheat Checkoff. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Amelia Schatz.